Hey, hey, Poke People. Thanks for tuning in to another segment here on Anchor. I do appreciate you spending a little bit of time with me every day here. So I want to talk today about four bets. When you're making the four bet, for any bet, you should be doing so for value or as a bluff. Now, when I'm four betting, most of the time it's for value. It's with hands like jacks or better if I know my opponent can come over the top or call with worser hands. I might do with ace king or even ace queen suited, just depending on my opponent, you know, if they can continue with worse. When I'm four betting right there. That's for value. Most of my four bets are for value. Just because of the stakes that I play, 25 NL cash games, 50 NL occasionally, and sometimes like 1-2 at the casino, the players just play really bad against four bets. They make the three bet. They just do not want to give up their hand. So they call with oftentimes pretty crappy hands, hands that they shouldn't, or they come over the top with hands trying to re-bluff you if they think you're bluffing. So most of my four bets are for value. But occasionally I will 4-bet bluff, and there's three things I'm looking for when it comes to 4-bet bluffing. A, I am looking for players who can fold. So these players probably 3-bet a heck of a lot, and I have a high fold to 4-bet percentage on my HUD, against them. Two, the second thing that I look for is I'm looking for being in position. So oftentimes you open from the cutoff, hijack, button or something, and then the small blind or big blind 3-bets you. Those are often, not often, but they can be, depending on the player, 3-bet re-steals. Well, these are good guys to come over with the 4-bet re-re-steal in position and take it away from them. 4-bet bluffs work quite a bit less often when you're out of position, depending on the player, of course. And the third thing that I'm looking for is the cards, the hand that I have. Now, aces are great for 3-bet bluffing, right? Because if you have an ace in your hand, your opponent is less likely to have pocket aces or another strong ace. If you have ace king in your hand, you know, they're less likely to have an ace or a king in their hand for a really strong hand. That's great for 3-betting. But when you're up against a 3-bet bluffer, they're kind of thinking the same thing. They think aces and kings are great hands to 3-bet bluff with. So if you have an ace or a king in your hand and you're considering the 4-bet bluff, the fact that you have that means they have less hands in their range that they're folding. They have less ace deuce suited, ace five suited, ace 10 suited, ace jack offsuit that they're 3-bet bluffing you with. So just be concerned about, or be thoughtful about that. If your opponent, if you know they like to 3-bet bluff with a lot of aces and you have an ace, then, you know, there's less of a chance that they're bluffing you and they may be going for value. So keep those three things in mind. Position, the hand that you're dealt, and the player that you're up against. Alrighty, good luck 4-betting out there, everybody. Take care.